I mentioned in one of the interviews this week that God is sovereign. You hear that a lot around this place. And Jesus, the Son of God, who he sent into the world, he's called the Word because he's the revelation of what the true God of creation is like. And so he came into the world and he said, even the tiniest sparrow doesn't fall to the ground apart from his notice. And so, as Pastor Ross says, when a tragedy and something like this happens, it's not like God was someplace else and this got away from him. And there are reasons behind all things. And I said in one of those interviews, I believe God has some lessons that he has for Milwaukee. And that it's important that we see that. Every week in this church, this banner wasn't put up here just for this Sunday. This hangs here every week, all year round. Second Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, and that's the church of God, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Oh, man, how great would it be to have the healing of God in our land. But I believe that God is using the death of Michael Makowski to answer prayers for a great spiritual awakening in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, and in our nation. How many people do you know who've had the opportunity, they had a funeral, they died, and had an opportunity to have their personal testimony on a video so that the preacher didn't have to say anything, really. You know, you just show the video. And this is what happened with Mike Mahowski. And he made our job very easy because he said it all. All we're doing is kind of elaborating on the things that Michael had to say, and at the center of his life was God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to comment in the little time I've got here about some lessons from Michael Mahowski's life. I want to mention that testimony, by the way, is on video. And Tim Zielinski, who's another guy who's here today, one of our cops in the church, and Tim is one of the people very instrumental in bringing Mike to the Lord, and he's a person who should be interviewed on television as well. But anyway, Tim says that this video has already had over 200,000 hits since it's gone out. And every viewing, if it's serious viewing, is listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ by a man of passion who means what he says and is sincere in his life, proved it. But one of the lessons I think that's here that God has for us is that God is calling us back to the God of our fathers. There's an element in our culture that are called, that are trying to call us to a progressive movement. And if you read carefully, the progressive movement means more and more modern ways of thinking that depart from the Word of God. And they want to say that the Constitution itself is a fluid document that could be changed and could be irrelevant. And they certainly don't want to hear about God. In fact, God is going, that's the problem. And one of the things that Michael did that Tim Zielinski mentioned, he talked to one of his top superior officers in the city of Milwaukee, and he said to him, Milwaukee needs God. He didn't care who he was talking to. Milwaukee needs God. And I say calling our nation back to the God of our fathers. Remember, the Declaration of Independence talks about the laws of nature and nature's God. This is our nation's Declaration of Independence in the Constitution. And it goes on and says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created. See, there's a God. There's a creator according to our founding fathers. And that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So God is calling us back to his word, to his gospel, and to his standard of what is good and what is evil. The Ten Commandments, our judicial system is very heavily based upon the Ten Commandments. And the first two, if anyone happens to remember, thou shalt have no other God before you. And you shall not make to yourself any graven image, the second commandment, and idolatry. And you know those who say, well, I believe in God, all right, but I think my God is a God of love. My God would never judge anyone. Well, you need to read the Bible. God is a God of love. He is of mercy, but he's also a just God, and he speaks about a day of reckoning that is coming. And it's important that we see that. In Isaiah 46, he says, I am God. There is no other. I make known the end from the beginning, such from ancient times, what is yet to come to pass. So Milwaukee needs God, going back to the God of our fathers and our founding faith and the Word of God. And Mike Mikowski's testimony also, another lesson I think that's here, involves the fear of God. If you, I know parts of it, this testimony were run on television, but if you can get the whole testimony by Michael, you need to do that. And if you dig deep and get down to the beginning of where God began this work when he became an evangelical Christian late in life, what is it that happened? He had a phone call that providentially happened from an old friend 20 years ago, and all they were doing was calling to get a telephone number. But they shared with him how a young nephew in their family had recently died. And that person, he says, their voice, I could tell on the phone, her voice changed suddenly. And I'm sure it was with tears and trembling. And she said, but the most frightening part is we do not know if his family told him about God. We don't know where he is. We don't know if he went to heaven. This was the starting point for Michael's conversion. It was the sudden realization that we are here in this world. And if we are not ready, a day is coming. Jesus says an hour is coming which all who are in the grave are going to come forth. They've done good to the resurrection of life. They've done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Acts 17:31, God says he's appointed a day in which he's going to judge the world by the man he has appointed. And he has proven this by raising him from the dead. The book of Revelation says that the day is going to come in which he's going to open up all the books and all the nations, all the people are going to come before him. That's the old-fashioned preaching of the gospel we used to hear. I used to hear Billy Graham all the time quote that verse, Hebrews 9:7. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Now, those people who say, well, my God's a God of love and he would never judge anyone, they need to realize this is not the God of the Word. And if you've invented another God who's not the God of the Word, you've broken the second commandment. You're not supposed to have any other gods before you. That's idolatry. And so therefore, the mighty lessons are here in Michael, who is still speaking even from the grave this morning. And then he also spoke about how God changed his heart. You hear his testimony, God changed my heart. God softened my heart. He went through life, as Ross was saying, there are different kind of sinners, and there are sinners like the man who shot Mike this past week, but Mike says, I'm just a different kind of sinner, and that's the reality. He went through life as a Pharisaical, self-righteous, hypocritical, looking down on others type of person, and this is not me speaking, this is Mike, this is his testimony, I invite you to hear it. But God confronted him with the reality that Mike was as guilty in his heart and as much a sinner as anyone else. He says, and in his testimony, he says, I discovered there's no difference between those I'm arresting, no matter how corrupt and evil they are, and me at the heart of it. People say, you know, in the modern philosophy and public education everywhere, man is basically good. I believe all people are basically good. You know what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9? The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? My son is, as you all in our congregation know, is a police chief in Hartford. And I'm wearing the badge today to honor the law enforcement officers, you know. My son said a long time ago, Dad, when I became a cop and my experience as a cop is one of the doctrines you've taught and preached over the years is absolutely true, is the total depravity of man. My friends, man is not basically good. All of us, cops included, we're all sinners. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Jesus said in Matthew 15, out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, adultery. This is what is in the heart of man, and this is what God made known to Michael. But he did it along with giving Michael hope and making him realize that God has sent into the world a Savior. God has made provision for hope and for the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal life. So in my view, Michael was a counterpart in the scriptures of the rich man and Lazarus. You remember the parable, or not a parable, probably could be a true story. It could have been a real Lazarus. But Lazarus was the poor man who had died and gone to heaven, and the rich man was a man who just didn't pay any attention to him during his lifetime, and he probably ate the scraps off of the rich man's table. But anyway, the rich man, or the poor man died and he was in heaven. The rich man died and found himself in hell. Never thought about that. And when he was in hell, all of a sudden he had a concern for his lost loved ones. And basically, to summarize Scripture, he was told, too little, too late. And that's the whole point of Michael's testimony. And he did reach the realization of the truth before it was too late. And therefore, he was able in his lifetime, and even now, to speak the truth and the reality to spare many, because Revelation 14:11 says, this horrible place called hell, it says, the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and there is no rest for them day or night. And then Mike closed his testimony by reading Matthew 24, which Jesus' words, where he described the last days, the end times before he comes again. And the key point that he drew attention to there was that Jesus said, at that time, in those last days, just prior to my coming, there will be a great spirit of lawlessness in the land. In fact, the Antichrist is called the man of lawlessness. That's the literal word he's called by, the Antichrist. So a spirit of lawlessness is to prevail in the last days. And Mike was saying it is upon us today. And many are leaders in the nation and so forth, trying to lead us away from God, away from the old paths, away from the Word of God and His promises and His gospel and so forth, and the Savior He's given. But then Mike concludes his testimony, for those of you who've heard it, with a slightly familiar Bible verse, when you see it at all the football games. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I will quote to you, I know many of you know it, you heard it over and over this week, but I'll quote to you again the closing words of Michael Michalski's testimony. Maybe you didn't hear it. Here it is. And that's after he quoted John 3:15. He says, salvation, the hope of God, forgiveness of sins through His Son, Jesus Christ, who He sent on the world, who died on the cross for the sins of the world, and who offers salvation to all who will repent and believe. He says, salvation is the most important thing in the world. I'm quoting Mike. Both now and hereafter. Quoting Mike. If you are not saved, nothing else really matters. Let's bow. Father, thank You for Your amazing, extraordinary love and grace and mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing that we have to be reminded in this world that man is not basically good. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. So testifies Your word, the Bible. But then, Lord, in spite of that, we see the fact that You sent Your beloved Son into the world, and He was willing to come and suffer and die on the cross of Calvary, even to save sinners who were rebelling, shaking their fist in His face. What an extraordinary, ironic thing that happened with Officer Michael Michalski, a man who, when he put handcuffs on the prisoners, gave them a Bible verse. And when he led them to the cell, he handed them a tract. And he, after they were in the cell, he prayed for them that they would seek God. And that's what he would have done with this man who shot him. But instead, when he walked in, the man pulled the gun and held it in his face and killed him. How that reminds us of Jesus hanging there on the cross. When God's Son came into the world to speak of the love of God, to be the revelation of the merciful, loving God of creation, to remind people of Him, and to repent, tell them to repent of their sins and turn to God. And when Jesus said, all who comes to Me, I will in no wise cast out. He'll never turn away any. So, Lord, we just thank You for these astounding truths of the gospel and how this extraordinary man that You raised up even late in life coming to the truth of the gospel, and how You're speaking through him even today. Multiply, we pray, Father, cause there to be a great spiritual awakening in the city of Milwaukee, throughout the state, Father. Thank You that even the flags are flying at half-mast to remind us that the testimony of this man is being used by God mightily. And so, Lord, anoint and bless the activities of the week here, the memorial service that will come this week as well, and grant that much good would come out of it and that many would see what Mike saw, the error of their ways, their lostness, and their need of the Savior You sent into the world. It's in His name we pray. Amen.